Unit 3, Lesson 4, National Parks. For centuries, Native Americans living in what is now the United States and Canada lived close to nature, using only what they needed from the natural environment in order to survive. But when Europeans arrived on the continent, they saw an abundance of materials that they could use and sell. They cut down the forests, killed animals for sport, and used farming methods that allowed the wind and rain to erode the soil. To many of the new settlers, it must have seemed that there was an endless supply of forests, animals, and land. By the 1870s, settlers were moving west in astonishing numbers. It was at this time that a small group of people became concerned about protecting the magnificent scenery and abundant wildlife in an area that is now partly the states of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. This part of the country had geysers, hot springs, and waterfalls. There were also snow-covered mountains, clear lakes, and huge trees. The group of concerned citizens worried that unless these natural wonders were protected by the government, their descendants would never have a chance to see them. In 1872, they convinced the U.S. government to make the area into a national park. Called Yellowstone National Park, it was the country's first national park. When Yellowstone National Park was created, no one gave much thought to how the park would be managed, who would actually protect it, and where the money to take care of it would come from. In fact, during the park's first few years, no money at all was provided to take care of it. And with no one assigned to protect the area, vandalism by curious visitors and the killing of wildlife within the park's boundary became serious problems. Finally, in 1883, the government asked the U.S. Army to protect the park. And for the next 30 years, it remained under the Army's control. In the final years of the 19th century, more national parks were established. Hunting was banned in the parks, and a few roads were built through the parks. Realizing that the national parks needed to be managed and protected, the U.S. government created the National Park System in 1912. The goal of the park system was to create and manage parks that would preserve and protect unique natural landscapes, wildlife habitats, and sites of historic or cultural significance. Today, the U.S. National Park System is made up of 375 parks, covering more than 300,000 square kilometers of land. The parks can be used for camping, hiking, fishing, and boating. Scientists, naturalists, and historians provide information, give talks, and lead guided walks. Unfortunately, the immense popularity of the parks could well be their undoing. During the summer, the most popular parks are crowded and noisy. The greatest danger to the natural parks, however, comes from the areas surrounding them. The parks are threatened by pollution from power plants' diversion of water for development and urban development. Today, all of the 375 national parks are being degraded because of overuse and damage to their ecosystems. Below is a list of some of the most threatened national parks. Acadia National Park, Maine. With more than 180 square kilometers of rugged Atlantic shoreline, 26 mountain peaks, mixed forest, lakes, islands, and abundant wildlife, Acadia is plagued by ozone pollution, degraded scenic vistas, acid deposition, and mercury deposition. Everglades National Park, Florida. Everglades is North America's only subtropical preserve, and the only place on Earth where alligators and crocodiles coexist. Sadly, southern Florida registers the highest mercury deposition levels anywhere in America. Glacier National Park, Montana. Glacier boasts more than 1,000 kilometers of trails and hundreds of structures listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The park's temperature has risen dramatically in the past century, and its glaciers have retreated, developments that scientists attribute in part to global warming. Great Smoky Mountains National Park, North Carolina and Tennessee. The world's salamander capital is the nation's most visited national park. It is also one of the country's haziest parks. ozone levels here are harmful both to plants and to people. Mammoth Cave National Park, Kentucky. Containing the most extensive known cave system in the world, Mammoth Cave also boasts one of the most biologically diverse rivers in North America. This is another one of the country's haziest, most ozone-polluted parks. Mercury threatens 7 endangered species here. Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, California. These parks contain the most massive trees on Earth and the tallest mountain in the continental United States. However, pesticides may be linked to a decline in wildlife in the parks, and the park's plants are being damaged by ozone. Shenandoah National Park, Virginia. Shenandoah represents one of America's most diverse botanical reserves and hosts approximately 1,400 known plant species. Acid rain pollutes park streams and has reduced the acid neutralizing capacity of sensitive watersheds.